Okay, so shifting the energy now into inner peace, inner quiet, breathing, focusing, opening, allowing the embrace of the energy in the room and everything that we've created together this weekend that is a catalyst for your life, for your healing, that helps you say yes to the gifts that Spirit has for you. So as you take a breath now, feel that yes resonate throughout your being. Let that yes come from your heart. Allow yourself to stand in the love and the light of Spirit. Let it bathe you. Let it flow over you. And receive and receive and receive some more. Say yes to receiving. Say yes to love. Say yes to the awareness that you are divine and that all there is your conversation with the divine that lives inside of you, supporting you, loving you, moving with you on your path through the world, sitting with you as you feel the love in the room and the love of family, as you receive the message and the love from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. These second day presentations carry an energy that the first does not. And quite often the channels are different, and they would be this time. You in this group in front of me have spent hours together studying something incredible, the creation in your own lives and hearts of a symbiotic relationship between the parts that would create that which is coherence. And so we want to continue it. The channel is for you, right here. Indeed, there may be those who listen later. But this is the present. And so they can listen in to something that's for you. In the scheme of esoteric things, channeling, psychic, healing, all the things that you are, that you believe in, that you work with, in the scheme of these esoteric things, there are things that ring true. And tonight I want that thing that rings true to answer the question within you, who am I really? You must step away, dear ones. It's an exercise in concentration. I want you to step away for just a moment. Of everything that you think you are and that is real and that is what is coming. And the only thing that you are is a human in a seat that everything else, joys, worries, schedules, you just put them aside for now. You can pick them all up in a minute. I want you to just float for a minute in your consciousness. I know who you are. And I wish I could just impart for a moment what I see and what I feel, and perhaps in that space that you created for yourself, you will see it too. First of all, old soul, I want to give you something that you suspect. You're all related. Old souls who have lived dozens or hundreds or even thousands of lives will have intersected with other old souls along the way. It's not that hard to conceive that perhaps you have been together in certain ways before. Even though in this room you'll come and go, perhaps not even meeting another one, not even realizing or recognizing the brother or the sister, or the one that you lost in battle next to you, or the one who delivered your baby. You see, you come and you go as family of old souls, and the design that is so beautiful among you is that you are allied in time. The Akashic record is beginning to awaken. And in the awakening of the record, we spoke last night of beginning to sort it out. If indeed you are entering a time where there is greater light, it means that the sorting of the record is going to be easier. I will give you a proposition. Instead of going into the Akash and identifying the things that are irritating, as we discussed last night, that might have been needed for a select group, now I wish you to turn this around. I want you to select only the things which were empowering, which were joyful, which made you laugh, cry in joy. And all of you have a lot of them. And if you wish, they will pop forward for you. But in order for this to work, there has to be a level of coherence within yourself. In other words, you have to have the ability to put aside that which you doubt about yourself. Let me ask you a question. If I can see the magnificence in you, why can't you? It doesn't make sense at all that you would be in the dark when you have so much light. One by one, dear ones, you can pull out these magnificent, wonderful memories. All of you have been each gender. In that, all of you have given birth. The moment when you look into the eyes for the first time of that beloved child, there is no description of the feeling. And I want you to develop that. Pull that out. How many times have you been a mother? How many times have you gone through that? Do you know that it's cumulative? Do you know that joy is cumulative? Do you know that light creates light? And as you pull these things forward, one by one, the most benevolent things that have ever happened to you, as you pull them forward, if you can, if you will, you're building something. You're going to build your joy pyramid. And long after this channel is gone, that reese is something that has a residual. And your cells remember it. This is not about eliminating things that are not appropriate. This is about going in and pulling things out that are beautiful and belong to your history. All of you have had marvelous relationships at one time that define love. And you know it. I want you to go there. I want you to go there and feel that. You've earned this. You've had it. You've been there. You're back. This will happen yet again for you. All of you. That as you walk through the life, even to come, you will be aware of love. Of what works for you. You will know yourself better than ever before. There is so much else. The camaraderie of friends. But when you sit together around a table, you laugh so hard, tears run down your cheeks. Because you're so joyful. You're having so much fun. And all of you have been there. Lifetime after lifetime, I want you to pick out the best things that have ever happened. The most wonderful memories you know are there. So joyful. So much fun. So profound. This is the beginning of the creation of light from your Akash. Starting to remember the good things. And the reason you can is because you started to identify what isn't good. In the past, dear ones, as you cherish these things, let me tell you a story. In the past, the Akash has almost been freewheeling. You haven't hit an energy yet on the earth until now where you could mold it, decide what to remember, what not to remember. And in that process, the Akash often brought you challenge instead of joy. The lower the human consciousness, the more the Akash will bring you low consciousness. The higher the human consciousness, the more the Akash remembrance will give you light and help you to remember who you are, the magnificent things that happened, the contests that you've won, the accolades that you've received, the joy that is in the eyes of the people around you when you tell a fun story, the little things in life that aren't little at all, that you remember are starting to pop through. And they're starting to make you remember that's who you are. Suddenly you're starting to remember the worthiness of being here. The challenges you may have are so diminished compared to this. Some will ask, well, what good is this? How does it really help me now? I want you to suspend this for a moment while I tell you. The more real you can make this, pulling out that which you know has happened, that is beautiful. The more you do that, the more the cells of your body, the DNA of your body, will resound and agree. And again, I tell you this, the residual of your magnificence as you do this will remain with you. And that is going to help posture you for solutions to everything you brought here today as a problem. the more magnificence you can remember about yourself, the easier it will be for self-healing, for self-worth, for changes in attitude and changes in body. You may think you face things that you cannot correct because you've had them too long. That's just false. Because this is an energy that is going to promote benevolence, light, and positive thought. Therefore, the more positive things you can pull forward from your experiences of lifetimes past, the better the accumulation will be of your self-worth, of your ability to know who you are. I know who you are. I am astonished at what you've done, what you've accomplished. Old soul, every time you come into the planet, every time, there is a layer of what you've done and who you are and what you've been, and there's growth. That growth itself has brought you to the room, I'm talking to those here, has brought you to the room to sit and listen and be, to experience the confluence of coherence. That's who you are. You're smart enough to ask the questions. Who am I? You're smart enough to say, I want to be here. I'll spend the resources to be here. And that means there's something inside of you that knows that here is with old souls and family. And that just being with each other for a few short hours starts to enhance your life. You've already seen it. You've already admitted it today. Even across the room, a field is felt and generated. You start to feel each other's joy. You start to celebrate each other's victories. And all of the negative things simply fall on the floor. They don't even hold any energy anymore. That's who you are. I want you to paint the canvas white. The whiteness stands for the light that you are, for the goodness of the consciousness of who you are, of the integrity, of the compassion of who you are, because of what you've been through that's joyful and beautiful. Can you imagine, even in this life, accumulating all of the good things together in some kind of a videotape and then playing it for hours? And all you see is you laughing and your friends having fun and the joyful times in your life and the profound things that happen. And when the tape is over, it starts again. And it starts again. And you can't watch it too many times. You'll watch it forever. And now you know what I'm doing. We're building our own tape so that you can pull it out, that residue. And when you're down, you can start playing it because you deserved it. It's you. These are not stories that somebody made into a movie. It's you playing what's happened to you. That is profound. An accumulation of the light that you've created over centuries, dear ones, affects the planet now. Everything you're doing right now, you think is for yourself, will affect the planet, is affecting the planet, and is the new way. Akashic remembrance is starting to favor light. It's going to change things. It'll push at you things that you didn't think about. Why don't you do this? Remember when you did it before? It was successful. Why don't you do this? Remember when you did this before and your body changed so much? It was successful. remember this, and you did it before, and you slept all night long. This was successful. That's what the Akash is for. Why is there an Akashic record at all? And the reason is because it is designed to feed you the things that are positive and helpful for your consciousness, for your health, for your lifespan. That's what it's for. And a human being that starts to work in the new energy and starts to have increased consciousness has got a tool they did not expect. The Akashic record will push at you the best things that ever happened and make you remember not only who you are, who you've been, but what you can do again. That is what it's for. Expect it. Dream about it. Work with it. Okay. That's over now. And you can pick up all of the drama and put it right back in your mind. All the things you worried about when you came in the door. Or not. This is the definition of free choice. And so it is.